This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Browns are starting Joe Flacco at quarterback to start the season. There's been no proclamation like there was in Indianapolis that Joe is the guy for the entire season. The proclamation was Joe is starting week one. How long does that last? Maybe the entire year. Maybe that'd be the best thing that could happen. Maybe two games. Maybe, who knows? We'll just see what happens. But what the Browns are trying to do right now is something that hasn't been done successfully very often in the NFL. And that is win with a quarterback over 40 years old. It's been done. According to Fox Sports, a story they put out 2 days ago, Joe will be the fifth oldest player in the NFL this year. And behind, he trails Aaron Rodgers, Mercedes Lewis. These guys are on rosters now anyway. Matt Prater, the kicker for the Arizona Cardinals, who's terrific. And Nick Folk, kicker for the Tennessee Titans. So you have two quarterbacks, a tight end, and two kickers who are over 40. And they're, according to Fox, the only guys in the NFL over 40 this year. Okay. Jason Peters, I think, is on a practice squad right now. So until he gets on a roster.
Anybody over 50, did you catch any of those?
I don't believe there are any. I think the oldest player to ever play in the NFL was 48, and that was George Blanda. So it's something that doesn't happen very often. If you're looking for guys who have been successful doing this, it becomes a much smaller group. Now, a lot of factors go into that. You have to have health. Mm-hmm. Which for a football player to be healthy at the age of 40 is a big deal. You know, I mean, congratulations if you are. Congratulations to Joe Flacco. I mean, he's still got an arm at the age of 40. He can still throw it.
Yep.
And that's a good thing. According to the Pro Football Hall of Fame,
okay,
they have a special page, 40 and over club, of guys who have been over the age of 40 to play in the NFL.
Okay.
20 quarterbacks. That's it.
I have 16. Okay, but I gotta believe the Hall of Fame.
I'm gonna go Hall of Fame.
Do you think that they were over 40 on a roster or over 40 starters?
They're over 40 on a roster.
Okay, so maybe there
and
were 16
one of them
starters.
Actually didn't play, and that was Wade Wilson.
Okay, so that would take that gets you closer to what I have then. 19. I have 16. Okay, so I missed three.
It's something that doesn't happen very often. Now, if you want to go, who's been successful doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it becomes a small group. Tom Brady was phenomenal.
Yes.
Playing into his 40s. He won in New England. He won in Tampa.
Correct.
And did a great job with that. Brett Favre did a great job with that. And Kevin Stefanski, as Kevin has said, he was around Brett Favre when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, that's terrific. But it's other guys who have done it. Matt Hasselbeck has been there. Brad Johnson. Vinny Testaverde. Doug Flutie, but most of the guys, Warren Moon was like 44, didn't have a whole lot of success doing it. And that's where I'm curious about Joe Flacco, because I think Joe still has the arm talent, Andy, to pull off some of the things that the other 40-year-olds didn't.
Okay.
Does he have everything else? You know, he doesn't move very well. That could be detrimental. And, I mean, that could be really detrimental.
There are quarterbacks under 40 that don't move real well either.
Yeah, I know. And they get beat up. And, and they, you know, if they're in their 20s, they heal up a little better because you're not 40 years old or upper 30s. I think it's a precarious situation for the Browns to be in. But we all knew that. You know, we all knew that regardless of who they're going to start a quarterback this year, it's going to be a precarious situation. And I wonder how long this goes on. And if it goes well, you know, then if it lasts all season, that'd be awesome. That would be great. But, man, I don't want to see the guy get hurt. And I don't want, because of a lack of mobility, not necessarily because of age. And I don't know that he will. He does a good job getting rid of the ball. But it's going to be, I think, a fascinating thing to watch.
I'm just looking at the numbers of these over 40 quarterbacks. You know, obviously they were quarterbacks. They're for the most part, they're household names. I mean, obviously they were guys that had success earlier in their career. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the opportunity to be there at 40. There aren't many 40-year-old quarterbacks, as you said, Jeff, that have had more than six starts over 40. That is, I think, if I'm just looking at this, I think there's only, on my list, I only have six. Tom Brady, who was 13-3. Matt Hasselbeck, who was 5-3. Brett Favre was 13-12. Doug Flutie was 3-3. Vinny T was 8-17, and Warren Moon was 11-14. Really, if you think about it, those are your guys that had significant time over 40.
And I see,
mean, you sit here and talk about Len Dawson, who was 1-4. Zeke Bradkowski was 0-1. You know,
that's the catch here. Very few guys have done this on a regular basis and done it well. You know, Tom Brady, Brett Favre. That's about it. That's really about it.
Yeah,
so if Flacco can pull this off, more power to him. But again, very few guys have actually started more than six games. Well, they play 17.
Yeah, there hasn't, the opportunity just hasn't been there for these guys.
Well, you know why? Because they're old. 40,
yeah,
they're out of the league.
Playing. Yeah,
that's why. 40-year-old quarterbacks are not the norm. And that's just what you're dealing with here. And that's why I wonder, you know, are you grooming Pickett to step in ASAP? Are you hoping one of the rookies can step in ASAP? Are you not trying to win any games this year so you can end up with, you know, top pick in the draft next year?
And now you have a six-round pick that you can throw in there after the trade yesterday. You just sweeten the pot after that big deal yesterday. Why do you look so...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So perplexed when I say my little quippets.
Is that what those are?
That was a quippet, yes.
A quippet.
I just think that when you throw a quarterback out there who's over 40, you're pretty much asking for mild success, not great success.
I think you're
my, look, I mean, Tom Brady won 13 games after his 40. He's one guy. But so did Brett Favre. Brett Favre won 13 games when he was over 40. Vinny T was probably the worst of the over 40s, and he still won eight games, and then Warren Moon won 11.
I know, but Andy, think of the history of the National Football League.
Yeah, I am.
You've narrowed it down to like two guys.
No,
and that's the only issue here. Can Joe Flacco add his name to that group of guys?
Why not?
And be, well, possibly.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the best team around him.
Sorry, Aaron Rodgers also probably in that group too, 6-12.
They're not a whole lot of guys. Now in Pittsburgh, they're, you know, kind of optimistic about Aaron Rodgers. And he's older than Joe Flacco.
But is everyone
I also think he's better than Joe Flacco. You know, if I had my choice of quarterbacks, I would take Aaron Rodgers over Joe Flacco.
Who's been healthier over the last 3 years, though?
Who's played more?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers had a torn Achilles. I mean,
yeah.
Done. Okay, that's one major injury. Joe Flacco hasn't played a whole lot over the last number of years, and he hasn't played that well. So if I had to pick one or the other, I'd pick Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's a toss-up, sorry. I mean, I understand where you're coming from that, but with Rodgers being hurt and missing an entire season, and then, you know, you look at his...
Yeah, but he didn't miss last year.
Yeah, but...
He came back and played in every game last year.
And what was he last year? 6-...
On a crummy team.
5-12 last year? 5-12?
Yeah. Well, they weren't very good.
Well, but if you're going to do that, though, you got to do that for everybody. If they're not very good, are they not very good on defense? That's the hard part about football. When we have these conversations... You know, you sit here and you say, okay, Tom Brady was 13-3
after
he was 40. I know, but what I'm saying is, but 13-3 isn't just Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady. And if we say he's got a great team around him, well how many of the games of defense win in those 13 games when Tom Brady was over 40?
It's deviating from my original point, which is I would rather have Aaron Rodgers than Joe Flacco. But that's,
okay, and I would rather have Joe Flacco than Aaron Rodgers, but that's okay.
Right, which is fine.
Until Flacco peters out, until it flames out, and that's
now,
why
see,
you've
you
got
expect
all the,
that to happen.
I expect that to happen to every quarterback at
no,
the
I
end
mean,
of their career.
This year. I mean, the Browns are starting him. And
I expect every team to not have their starting quarterback start every game this year. In 17 games, it is extremely difficult to have one quarterback start every game of the season.
Yeah, I get that. Do you think this guy lasts? I mean, do you think Joe Flacco is the main quarterback of record this season?
Yes, I do think he is the main quarterback of record.
Interesting.
You know, the hard part is he could play great, He could play great, and if the defense stumbles, then you're going to be losing games, and then you have to say to yourself, "All right, let's give Shadur a shot. Let's give Gabriel a shot. Let's see what we got." At that point,
Rodney's in Cleveland. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey,
man. My question is this: I mean, I hear all this talk with Flacco, and you know, remember when he came in and he saved the team, and the city beloved him, the fans loved him. But what if he plays
his teammates beloved him too.
Games?
Say that again.
Yes. They all beloved him. We all did. Yeah. Everybody. Flacco came in. So if he comes in and he plays bad the first 2-3 games, and do the fans turn on him and start asking for the backup?
Sure.
I mean, they loved him.
Yes.
Right. I mean.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, that's football.
Right.
Yeah. You're right.
Exactly. And that's my point. No one brought that up. And my thing is I want to see how he responds to that when that happens.
I would think, Rodney, that the fans will not lose their love of Joe Flacco, even if he comes in and isn't good this year, because of what he did a couple of years ago. I mean, that was fun. There's no question that was fun. But I would think the minute that he looks like he has looked for the majority of his time since he left Baltimore, if he starts to play that way here, man, fans are going to be screaming for Shadur. They're going to be screaming for Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, anybody to come in and do something different. I just think that's why, in my estimation, Rodney, I think he's got 2 or 3 games. And if he hasn't played real well and Pickett or one of the young guys is looking good in practice, I just don't get the feel that this is a long-term situation.
I agree with you, Jeff. I agree.
Yeah, I don't think I think it makes sense to think it's not a long-term situation.
Thanks, Rodney.
But we're also an organization that hasn't had long-term success in my lifetime.
Right.
I shouldn't even say my lifetime. I'll even give you the beginning of my life. But, you know, from 99 on, it's just – so if, God forbid, you got 2 good years of a quarterback that could get you to the playoffs in back-to-back years, I'm not saying that Joe's going to do that. But I'll roll the dice on him to start the season to see if he can do it. I'm giving him every opportunity to do that. And when we all see that it's not working, then move forward. There are a couple things here. I don't want to feel like they walked away from the draft wasting 2 draft picks. So develop them. Let's see what these guys look like. I don't know. Maybe Sanders is the future. Maybe Gabriel is the future. Maybe Pickett is the future, as Jeff would always wants to remind us, because Pickett's just not that old. But I want to see what Flacco's got right now, and I also want to see what he does with Kevin after having an entire training camp, having the ability to be around each other for more than 5 minutes when he was sitting on a couch and came in, because there was some magic that happened when he first came here. I don't know that magic's coming back, but I'm willing to watch and see what happens, because I don't feel like we have a starting quarterback. And if Flacco can be the man week one and beat Cincinnati, we're all going to be happy, and we're all going to say, okay, let's see what he does in week two.
If you're the Browns, how long do you give Flacco, folks? I mean, does he have to go out and play great right away? And if they would lose football games, make sure he's not the reason they're losing? Because I think you've got the guys sitting right there who are ready to jump in and play. And if you're not getting it done, man, I want to see the young guys. I really do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.